Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Joe Vart. Joe, I'm watching during the break here, and I still got it on now, on mute. I'm watching Stripes. All right, I assume okay. You've seen Stripes?
Yeah, but only, that's for me, that's one of those movies that I've only seen once.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it holds up well. I right now, that's the scene when John Candy is mud wrestling the strippers. Do you remember that scene?
Yes, thank you.
I love that scene.
Which is awesome. And it's just like, I mean, I could watch this. I could just sit and watch. That's how much I love this movie. I could have it on during the show on mute. And I know the line so well. I'm just kind of like laughing every time I look over to see what's happening. You know? Anyway,
well,
by the way,
good.
little known fact, this is really obscure, but one of the bouncers at the strip club where John Candy is mud wrestling is the same guy that played Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds. What do you got to say about that, Joe?
Well, you love stuff like that, right? Like,
I do.
You know, you love to see Animal House characters like go on to be vice presidents on the West Wing and
right.
things like that. So,
yeah, that's right.
You know, we knew them when.
That's right. Hey Joe, speaking of we knew them when, right? We had Dave on yesterday. We got you on today. Hopefully Keith is lining up Jason for tomorrow. But let's talk about last night. I mean, like LeBron, it doesn't matter how good LeBron is, how many championships he wins, he still finds things to like tick him off or motivate him, right? Like he talked about I keep forgetting the guy's name, the front office guy who he thought cheered too much when he missed a shot at the end of the third quarter, and he goes out and he kicks the Cavs' ass in the fourth quarter. So funny.
So, yeah, the guy's name is Jason Hillman, and he's been an attorney in the Cavs organization for a while. He got his start with Dan and with Dan's, whether it was Quicken Loans or Rocket Mortgage or just kind of working in Dan's like business, like orbit and, you know, got into the Cavs. And, as Kobe took over, you know, he got to be, a part of Kobe's inner circle. I actually don't even know when he had a job change title to chief of staff, but yeah, you know, and so he got a little fired up last night.
Check LeBron off.
Joe, you look at this Lakers team. Okay, they're what now? 14-4. LeBron, AD, they've got, you know, good bench players. Is this a team that you would pick right now to win the championship?
By the way, I just want to say it's good to talk to you guys. I don't mean
Hi,
that
Joe.
As like a,
Hi, Joe.
I don't mean that as like a slight, like, why haven't you had me on? Like, I get it. You know, the NBA.
I miss you, buddy.
We love having you on.
Oh, gosh. It's just, it's good to, you know, it's good to chew the fat.
Yeah.
So the Lakers, you know, LeBron, AD, great. You want to like some of the moves that they made, bringing in Schroeder was good, and Harrell gives them a different look.
Dude, I'm in love with this Jordan Caruso guy. Like he's the headband, and like he's like the random white guy you'd see like at the open gym. Like I love this guy.
Dustin, you're so in love with him that you messed up his first name. It's Alex Caruso.
Whatever. Does it matter?
Well, kind of.
I mean, it's his name. How can you love him that much if you don't know his name, for crying out loud?
Caruso. So, I know his last name.
With the Lakers, though, first of all, it was clear to me they weren't engaged last night other than
you're
LeBron.
Right, you're right.
They were not.
You're right.
But I thought that Colin gave Schroeder a lot. Like I thought that Colin looked every bit as fast as him and is strong, you know, dribbling the ball. You know, he's still not a great passer. And I thought Mark Gasol was just terrible. And has been a downgrade, absolutely, from the combination of Dwight and JaVale, who's here now. And so, I think the Lakers are the favorite to answer your question, but I do like what Ty has going on with the Clippers, absolutely.
We're talking with Joe Vardon from The Athletic. Joe, let's talk about the Cavs a little bit, because the Cavs are in a position they haven't, or potentially in a position they haven't been in 25 years, right? Like the last time, for the past 25 years, the Cavs have either been a championship contender with LeBron, or they've been, you know, one of the worst teams in the NBA. Now, they're probably closer to the worst than they are to a championship contender, which we know they're not. But they might just be like a late playoff team with a first-round exit for the first time since, like, Sean Kemp was the best player on the team. That's been a long time. Is that progress, or is it progress to nowhere?
No, I think it's progress. I do. And, you know, I mean, like, take a look at the Heat. I saw somebody go to Twitter the other night and compare the Cavs to the Heat as far as culture, which I actually pretty strenuously disagree with that. But if you're talking about the Heat, they never went into the tank after LeBron left. Never.
Right.
They never took a step back. They never had a fire sale. They tried to compete every year. I think they missed the playoffs one time. And yeah, there was a lot of middling going on, but they stuck with it. And all of a sudden, they're back in the finals. So the point is, like, you don't have to tear it down to the studs and suck for years just to make it back to the finals. And, you know, the Cavs are the worst team in the league over the last 2 years record-wise. And now all of a sudden, they aren't. It looks like they found the right coach. It looks like some of the players, not all of them, but some of them, who really took their lumps are better for it, which is a good thing. And I just think it's better for this team to kind of more go along of what they've done recently, which is make some smart, small trades, bring in players that you'd be lucky to draft. And you could never get in free agency and trade for them, and then trade for them early in their careers. So now they're under the Cavs' control for a while. I think that's probably the better way to do this. I recognize that you've got a strong draft coming up, and there's some really good wings in that draft, which they need, of course. But, you know, there's no guarantee, because of the way the lottery works out, that if you lose all these games, that you're going to get that number one or number two pick. So that doesn't work. And then the draft is always the crapshoot. Like, when you look at this trade that they just pulled off with Jared Allen and Torian Prince, like, those are two younger players. And in Jared's case, he's still on his rookie deal. You know, they're both going to be here for a long time, and they are good NBA players. And Jared Allen has a chance to be a really good NBA player. Neither of those kinds of guys were coming here in free agency, and you'd be lucky to draft them. You would.
You know what's funny? You mentioned JB. This team's playing defense right now, and mm-hmm. they have not played defense in years. What is it about him and his ability to get these guys motivated to play some defense?
Well, you know, I think part of it is personnel. You know, Andre Drummond defends, and JaVale defends. And then, you know, you trade for, obviously, Jared and Torian, that they defend. And so I do think that it starts with some of the personnel that they've brought in. I really do. And then, you know, I think that part of what lends some credence to JB, or excuse me, what opens players' eyes and ears to what JB is trying to do here is things went so bad for them, all these guys, when they were here before with other coaches. You know, JB showed up, or JB was an assistant last year and really built a rapport with those guys. And then when the Beeline experiment went up in flames, JB comes in and he settled things down, and they were a 500 team, which for them is like, you know, winning the lottery. So I think the combination of changing up some players and then also JB kind of laying that groundwork last year is what has led to them kind of being receptive to what he's doing now.
We're talking with Joe Vardon from The Athletic. Joe, when it comes to Kevin Love, right, it seemed like at the beginning of last year he was unhappy, wanted to get out of here. You know, the team was bad. He seems like he's having fun watching these games. He hasn't played much. Where is he in terms of how he's feeling about this franchise, and where is he physically?
All right, well, let's start physically. If he can jump about as high as the scorers table when Colin drills one on Kyrie,
yep,
and he can flex while Darius Garland, who's 6'1 and 190 pounds, is hanging from his neck, he's probably about there. there physically, and I pointed that out to him the other day. So I think that's good. You know, I think emotionally, I think for a while, for a long time, probably since almost not long after he signed that deal, I think Kevin was wishing that things had been different, and that maybe, like, he understood why he signed it, a combination of loyalty and the outrageous amount of money that he's making. I think he wishes that he had felt better about getting that money on the open market and would have been able to go somewhere where he could win. But if you look at it, he's played in what, a third of the games since LeBron's been gone? Like, I don't know the exact number, but it's not very many. And they're playing pretty well now without him. And so, I mean, this is conjecture on my part, but I just feel like Kevin probably returns to this club with a little bit cleaner of a slate and a little bit, you know, blanker of a conscience and sort of what he's hoping for and what he wants, and maybe just wants to get involved with this team because things are a lot better here than they were a year ago.
They got a lot of big guys, Joe. Like, what's the plan long term with Drummond and all these big guys they have? You know, I mean, we know how the NBA is played by most teams. Are they just using all these big guys because that's what they have, or are they trying to be like every other team in terms of the way they play, or no, long term?
Well, I think what you need to do, like, to figure this part out is just look at contract situations and look at predicaments. I mean, they got Andre Drummond for absolutely nothing. Nothing. Right. I cannot stress that enough. They got a NBA leading rebounder for 0.0 on the dollar. Like, all they had to do was pay him.
Right.
They had an absurd amount of money to give out anyway. So you take a chance on that. And what happens? He comes in and he helps Colin. He's a presence. It's great. And then, you know, they need a backup and they need somebody else. They need somebody who knows how to win and is a veteran. And so they trade for JaVale McGee for nothing. Nothing. Okay. So now the Jared Allen thing comes along, and he's young, and we've kind of already gone over him.
Yeah.
But he's going to be a restricted free agent, which means the Cavs can go over the cap to pay him whatever he's offered. And they can also make their own offer too, which they're going to do. So now you're going to be heavily invested in Jared Allen as your starting center of the future. You still have like 2 or 3 years left on Kevin's deal at $30 million a year. And you have whatever's left on Larry Nance's deal, who's a hometown favorite and another big. So in the case of Drummond and McGee, they're both approaching free agency. And so it's just a matter of, like, do you ride the wave with both of them or at least one of them and try to get as far as you can this year and get into the playoffs and then let them walk for nothing? Do you try to trade both so you don't let good players walk away for nothing in return? And then who can they trade? JaVale is probably easier to move. I mean, you have to remember, for as good of a player as Andre Drummond is, he was available. He was twisting in the wind on the open market, and there was no good offer for him for the Pistons. That's how the Cavs were able to get him. So you probably – I wrote they should trade Andre just, like, to make room for Jared Allen to be the starter and to play big minutes and all that, whatever. But it's probably easier to move JaVale, and it seems like that would be the first domino to fall.
Joe, somebody, one of the fans was asking, what's the latest on Delly? When's he coming back?
Okay, so Delly hasn't played 1 minute in this season. He got hit in the head. I can't remember which preseason game it was. And this has gone on way too long for your average concussion, right? Like way too long. I know, Dustin, you've dealt with it in a much more dangerous sport.
But, oh, yeah.
Yep. But still, like, I mean, we're talking 2 months now, and it's just crazy. But the thing of it is Delly has a pretty serious history of concussions, and this is at least his second or third, like, really serious one. Like, I think we all forget he missed the remainder of the 18-19 season. Like, it might have been 20 games even. I can't remember. With a serious concussion, and that he was even kind of thinking about, like, is this it for me? And it turned out not to be, like, good for everybody involved. But so you know, while it's taking way too long, and yes, they need help in the backcourt. This has been a problem for him, and you know, you just wonder how, given the way Delly plays and the force and kind of going head first for balls and whatever. I don't know. You kind of wonder, like, how much longer he's going to do this.
Joe, the most important question of the day, between you, Jason, Dave, Windhorst, Rachel Nichols, I know you guys do your group text thing. Who is most likely of that group of five to accidentally send the wrong text to that group? Like, you were texting somebody else or vice versa. Who's most likely to screw that up?
Do you know that that's something I think about every day? Like, because I have some really sophomoric text chains, like, with my buddies I grew up with in Talmadge, and just once I'm mortified to send the wrong thing on there. So I guess because it's in my head, I'll say me.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, the more you think about it, the more likely you are to do it. You're putting
right.
some pressure on yourself, you know. All right,
that's right.
Are you glad you're not covering politics, by the way, Joe? Or you, would it be fun actually right now?
Man, I think it would be more fun now. But still, until we can all get back to where there is one set of facts and there is one common truth, and then we kind of debate the sides of it instead of, like, we're arguing over what color the sky is, like, it just wouldn't be as fun. At least we don't have that sickness has not bled into sports yet, and I'm thankful for that.
Joe, great stuff,
Joe,
as always, man.
Joe, all I can tell you about Talmadge, Ohio, is I've been there one time, and it was when I was in high school, and I wanted to try and soup up my car, and I went to Summit Racing. That was, like, the baddest place in the world.
Not far from where I grew up.
Look at that.
There it is. How funny.
Joe.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Oh, man.
We'll
thanks
talk
for
to you
having
soon.
Me, guys. Yep.
All right, Joe Vard. He's the best. We love talking to Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.